There's been some progress in the Alexandrina region with the opening of the Strathalbyn Pool following weeks of delays and a very strong response from the community on draft plans for the major Goolwa Wharf redevelopment. Mayor Keith Parks joins me to talk about these stories and what's planned for the holiday season ahead. Morning, Keith.
Good morning, Jenny. Good morning to your listeners.
Let's talk a bit about the Goolwa Wharf master plan. You've had an extraordinary amount of responses. We have spoken about this in the past, and we did talk to a stakeholder who's potentially impacted with the paddle steamer. You're taking in all of this feedback, 600 people directly responding to the consultation. Lots and lots of people have signed petitions against elements of it. So you're working through that, right?
We are. Look, we as you're probably aware, and people are aware, back in 2012, we went to the community with a draft plan. That was upgraded in 2017-ish, 17-18, with a few minor variations, but not a lot of changes, just to keep people up to date with what we were proposing. And that was sort of widely accepted. And then we went to the next stage. We got the grant money to do the project, and we went to some more detailed design. And the design that's come back that we put out then to the community is quite a few things different in it in what was originally designed. And we've had a huge amount of interest in it. There are people who love it, but there are a significant number of people who don't like it at all and are concerned. Main concerns about turning some reserve areas into potential car parks and taking away the magnificent, beautiful heritage feeling of that wharf precinct, which is, you know, it's really, it's a significant part of the river history. It was the biggest port on the river in its day, and it's where all the goods from up interstate came by paddle steamer, went to trains and to the sea. So really huge impact on us and our region as far as our culture and our history. So we've got to protect that. And Oscar W, of course, is a very focal part of that. And it's our jewel in the crown, really, and attracts a lot of people with the Steam Ranger. So we've had over 600 submissions. Now, that's outstanding. An indication would be when we go out each year with our annual business plan and council rates, which affect everybody financially, that's some way or another, we might get 20, 25 submissions.
Oh, wow, gosh.
So here we go with over 600. So that gives you the idea of this, how passionate the community are about this project. We've got a special council meeting coming up this coming Monday, where we've got about six or seven people coming to do verbal presentations, deputations. We'll listen to them, and then we've got a briefing session to go through all of the input on the 600 submissions and look at all the input from the community and then take on that on board and make the appropriate changes to come up with a final plan.
And that should get underway sort of late in summer, right?
There's no question about the fact that the actual physical wharf itself, that upgrade needs to go ahead. That's a structural upgrade and some work on Signal Point. So that can go ahead regardless of the consultation because it doesn't affect what people are concerned about. So we want to start that work straight after the January long weekend so that we get stuck into it. We'll get that in and probably do the components which are more interfering with activities there during winter. I'm optimistic that our elected members will really take on board the input from the consultation and will revise the plan and come up with something that our community can be really proud of.
Mayor Keith Parks is with us. I understand that you've committed to supporting the Goolwa Surf Lifesaving Club because apparently there's not enough surf lifesavers during the week and you're a bit worried about that on a dangerous beach during the summer season.
We get approached by Goolwa Surf Lifesaving and the Surf Lifesaving SA each year for some help putting paid lifeguards on Goolwa Beach during that Christmas holiday period, just for those few weeks. In the weekdays, not the weekends, we've got enough volunteers at the club to do the patrols and look after the beach on the weekends. but it's just during the week. And Goolwa Beach is always a bit happening there, but at this time of the year, the holiday period, it is extremely busy. It's identified as one of the 10 most dangerous beaches in Australia. And I remember when we were talking to the government about the redevelopment of the three surf lifesaving clubs, Kyneton, Port Elliot and Goolwa, that we've got now, part of the understanding and why we got such an enormous amount of help with funding from the government was because of the significant danger along our coastline. And so if we don't, you know, we just feel if we don't help surf life saving with some paid lifeguards in the interim until they've got enough members or volunteers to be able to handle it, even though it's not council's responsibility, we would certainly have enormous concern if anybody got into trouble or lost a life there. So we'd rather spend a little bit of money and make sure everybody, visitors and our own residents, are all safe and protected during that time.
Yeah, and it is a great club down there. I think
it's fantastic.
The new president took out the National Award for Surf Lifesaver of the Year. Not bad.
So that's not bad for a little Goolwa surf lifesaving club. For the new president to be awarded that award, the Lifesaver of the Year for Australia, is outstanding, and it's a credit to that club, and the other two clubs. They're fantastic. Port Elliot have got their opening this coming weekend for the new building.
Oh,
it's
fabulous!
Just, and that's a magnificent building. We're so fortunate. We've got three beautiful surf lifesaving clubs on our bit of coast, and good people. It's good for attracts a lot of young people, and that's a great service they give us and protect us when we're on the beach.
Excellent. Mayor of Alexandrina is with us. You must be pleased the Strathalbyn Pool is now open and there'll be a bit of an extension of the season due to those works that have had to be done on stabilising the riverbank, which caused some issues.
Yes, it's fantastic. There was nothing wrong with the pool. The pool was not leaking. It was in the discharge system from the filtration plant. That's under control, being fixed. The pool's open. It was. I was up there on Sunday. It was blowing a bit windy, freezing cold, raining. There was over 300 people there. A swimming carnival.
Oh yes.
Just all these young people. I wish I was young again and healthy like they are. Boy, oh boy. swimming, doing laps in that weather. But they just out there doing it, running around their bathers in the freezing cold. Oh. But yeah, it was great to see it being used. It's a beautiful pool in that magnificent setting of that lovely park. And Strathalbyn is just a gorgeous town. Just great to have it back open again. And yes, we want to try and help them extend the season, certainly to compensate for the late opening. But we're looking at extending the season anyway for them to just be able to get a bit more use of it, which is good.
Oh, great. So that's till the 15th of May.
Yes,
and
that's right.
And Mayor Parks, unfortunately, not all the Christmas events will be happening this year, but there are a couple of things happening.
Yes, there's a bit going on around the place. They've got some announcements coming up. I knew that Strath were doing something at the Oval on the 10th of December at the Show Hall, which that's a lovely setting. Not quite the same as Christmas where the Angus flows, but maybe keep our fingers crossed next year we'll have that. And then the Goolwa Oval on the 12th of December, there's a couple of sessions, one at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and the other one at 7 in the evening. So they'll split the crowd and lots of entertainment. So that's what we know of so far. There'll be more to come. Some of our other towns, Mount Compass, they all normally have a bit of a Christmas pageanty type thing. And so small that they may be able to do it with being a smaller community. But yeah, we just keep our ears to the ground and listen for what's coming up. But at least we've got something happening this Christmas.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we'll keep an eye on the council website and I'll stay on that and let our listeners know as well. Lovely.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, well, lovely to have you on the program, Keith Parks.
Thank
you. And all the best if I don't talk to you before Christmas. Hope you have a lovely one.
Yeah, hopefully we talk before Christmas. So if we don't, all the best to you and your family and to all your listeners and our residents. And stay safe and don't forget busy times and lots of people in the area who are not familiar with our roads. And so they're not quite too sure what's around the corner like we are. So just take care and we want to see you all in the new year.